It is Meet the Senior Colonels here on KORN News Radio. Lizzie Taller joins us, getting ready for senior season here with the Colonels. Lizzie, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Going into your senior season here, what positions are you going to play here for Mitchell?
I will probably be an outside and setter again like I was last year.
What was that? What setter? Did you play setter for one of the first times varsity last year? How was that transition for you?
It was, well, I had previously set my eighth grade year at Wagner, so it was a pretty easy transition, but setting is just a lot more pressure on you, and you have to contact the ball every time, so you need to be trusted with that.
But being a hitter, a lot of setters just set or they haven't hit a lot. Does that make you maybe a better setter? You know kind of what hitters are looking at, or how does that help you become both?
Yeah, it helps me really focus more on the blocker when I'm setting, so I know like who I need to set and when. So it helps me to see the floor a lot better when I'm hitting, and so it has opened my eyes a little bit more.
Lizzie Taller joins us. Any other sports here besides volleyball?
I run track.
Run track as well. Who's been your biggest influence?
Probably my mom.
Well, I mean, athletic family, what has it been like? Mom as a coach?
It's good. You know, sometimes we struggle breaking away from the coach and player aspect when we're as a family, but it's nice because you're constantly having feedback. And, you know, I grew up in the gym, so I got a little bit of a head start. Because I was in the gym when I was little. I've been touching a ball my whole life. But
so. Anything you want to improve on from last season?
Probably just changing up my shots when I hit.
Favorite place to play other than home?
I like playing in Watertown just because it's such a big gym, and that's honestly what I was used to when I was in Wagner. So.
And what has that transition been like to Mitchell? You go to AA. You play in, you know, a small gym in Mitchell that heat box, and is that a big home court advantage? I mean, teams just are not used to that heat.
It is. You know, teams are not used to that heat, so I think some of them struggle sometimes adjusting to it, so it is a home court advantage for us.
And then going to AA, speed difference, size difference, did you yes. transition pretty quickly to that?
It took a little bit to get used to the speed of the game, but it was pretty easy to transition to that, yeah.
Meet the Senior Colonels, Lizzie Taller, getting ready for her senior season with Mitchell Volleyball. Any advice you would give to younger players that are maybe a freshman coming up?
It goes by quick. So every opportunity you have to get in the gym, get in the weight room, to get better, I would take that opportunity because it flies by.
Any post-game or post-practice snack or drink that's your go-to?
I like granola bars. That's what I eat. Yep.
What age did you get your first cell phone?
Cell phone probably fifth grade, so I'm not sure.
Did you have to ask your parents, or did they say, maybe we'll give you one now? Was it a struggle?
Me and my brother shared it, and they gave it to us because that was the age when we started, you know, going, traveling places for sports and stuff.
There you go, made a lot of sense.
Yep.
But would you rather play in the extreme heat or the extreme cold?
Probably the heat.
The heat. What do you like to do away from sports?
I like to work out and run. I like to read. That's about it.
Any college plans? Know where you want to go, what you want to do?
Yeah, I will be playing at Dakota Wesleyan next year. So
there you go. What was it like? I mean, their volleyball program has improved greatly here the past couple of years. What it's been like to maybe see some of those former Mitchell players and maybe players that you know quite well?
It's been fun. I actually, one of the players there I played with for a couple of years in Wagner, and then I've known several of the players there for a long time, and so it's fun to be able to see them again and play with them, and I'm excited.
Your funniest teammate?
Sawyer, for sure.
Loudest teammate?
Paige.
Hardest worker?
Lauren Vano, for sure.
Smelliest teammates?
Taylor Giblin's elbow pads are pretty
smelly. Specifically the elbow pads. Yes. I'll ask her about that. Lizzie Taller joins us. Meet the Senior Colonels. Lizzie, thanks for coming in.
Yep, thank you.